Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. It is now time for Inside Matters Spiritual Talk Healing Dumb Right. Spiritual Growth, 12-Step Indigo Meditation, and much, much more. Hosted by...
Hey, hosted by Duchess and Yahura.
Hello.
The second Sunday. Hey, Yahura, how you doing out there?
I am great. How are you today?
I'm doing all right. I mean, I've had my bout with the last 2 weeks, but I'm hanging in there. Mm-hmm. You know, the year started out with me with going to the patients first for some antibiotic to kick whatever was trying to grab me, and I hung in there and went to work every day, and I think I'm just going to take the day off tomorrow and rest. Tomorrow's a holiday for everybody else but me. And I'm just going to take a sick day tomorrow. I'm calling the bosses tomorrow and taking a sick day and staying
home. Okay, well, enjoy this liquid sunshine day. We need
The liquid sunshine
the
day?
Liquid
that's what we're
sunshine.
Supposed to be having tomorrow?
Liquid sunshine tomorrow? I'm not sure. I haven't gone that far. I'm just
living today.
Oh, today is
the liquid sunshine
today.
When is liquid sunshine? What's up?
That means it's raining.
It's
liquid.
Today or tomorrow?
It's raining today.
Really? That goes to show you I haven't been outside today. I haven't even looked out the window. I haven't looked out the window. I've been busy doing things inside the house on Liquid Sunshine Day, but I plan on getting up out of here as soon as the show is over. I think I'm going to take a trip and go see my grandchildren. I need
very
to see
good.
That. They give me my sunshine. Well, I think we got a very interesting show today, but before we get into the show, I want to give a little recap on what happened on the 4th. On the 4th, that was our first Sunday show, and we were talking about seasonal affective disorder and people who are affected by the seasonal change and the daylight and changing. And, well, first we need to know that once the winter solstice came, the day started getting longer. So it's lighter now than it was before the winter solstice. And Yahura always wants to know how many days it is to spring because she knows that I know. I'm keeping track of that. Hey, everybody, we got 60 more days to springtime.
Spring is coming.
And one of the things that we discussed 2 weeks ago in the show was how to combat the physical and emotional changes and the mental changes you're going through during the winter months if you're not considered a winter person. And we found that you go to the source of creativity and bliss when you meditate. That's where you will find that intelligent change. When you meditate, and as Deepak Chopra calls it, the field of pure potentiality is there. And that's where you go into the void and you get your strength. Now, some of the things that we discussed that would help us out would be if we exercise, and we don't have to do anything strenuous, you know, we don't have to do anything that's going to break out a sweat, but if we just go for a walk, and you can combat two of these things at one time, go for a walk on a sunny day when there is no liquid sunshine pouring out of the sky, but if the sun is shining, go for a walk just around the block, step outside your door, don't be like me, open the blinds and let a little bit of that sunshine in, because if I stay up in my space, I would just want to watch TV and don't do anything. But if I open up my blinds and let the sun in, then it makes for a better mood for me with the winter month. And try to eat a healthy diet. You know, stay away from the sugars and stuff. Wintertime is a nice time for you to get into pots. When I say pots, I mean bulk, like making a pot of chili or making some vegetable soup. Put some chicken in there. Put some, you know, beef in there. Make yourself pots of stuff. And that's that warms you up for the winter. Excuse me. And then some of us like to act on our resolutions. I had a revolution. I have lots of revolutions, but we want to talk about resolutions. And one of the things that I decided I'd like to do, really, seriously, is change my diet. There, I saw something on, have you ever heard of this 100 sugar calorie way of eating, Yahura?
No, I haven't.
I saw this on Steve Harvey's show a week or so ago, and there's this guy named Jorge Cruz, and he talks about not having any more than 100 sugar calories a day. And basically, you look at what you're getting ready to eat, you look at the total carbohydrates in what you're getting ready to eat, and times it by 4, and if it's close to that 100 mark, then you know that you've had your 100 sugar calories for that, well, you're getting ready to go over it. And he has some wonderful recipes. So I want to let everyone know that he had a recipe. I never knew there was almond flour. And I made some of the almond bread. And you make it with some almond bread, and you put a cup of yogurt, Greek yogurt in there, plain Greek yogurt in the flour, some baking soda. And you mix this stuff up and you put it in the oven, and it is the best thing. I mean, I can make sandwiches with this. It's so delicious. So if anyone out there wants the recipe for almond bread, let Duchess know. Go to send me an email if you can. That's duchessontheair@gmail.com. Or drop me a note. I want to see if anybody wants to write me, Duchess on the Air. Just send it to Duchess at P.O. Box 4220, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177. So send me a little note, a little postcard saying, send me that recipe, Duchess. Now, one of the things that we realize during this time of the year, a lot of people like to have a couple of drinks to warm up their chilling bones, but one of the things that I found online is that we should stay away. We should stay away from alcoholic beverages, because what people don't realize is that alcohol is a depressant. So you have a couple of drinks, and you're actually depressing yourself. So it may improve your mood for maybe all of a couple of minutes, but then it has a tendency to be depressing. And you need to treat yourself. They say if we treat ourselves, we have something to look forward to, and that's what I'm doing this evening after the show. I'm actually treating myself to go to my son's house and spend time with him and his three children. And I'm going to watch a movie with them. This is a treat for me, because when I'm around that young energy, they have a way of just making my heart sing. And this is a time for us to relax. After you come from that walk, you relax and embrace the season. I was walking out of my job the other day, and as I was walking out, it was a little nippy, and I began to practice embracing the season. Feel the cold, I am the cold. Be the cold is me. So if I am the cold, then I can't be cold, because I'm being the cold, and the cold is me. And we can get social support. That's another thing. Call up a friend. Talk about going to the movies. I know here in Leesburg there's a theater where on Tuesdays it's Senior Day, $6 Senior Day. Get a friend or somebody to go with you to the movies. That'll pull you out of the house on a sunny day. You got to at least be in the sun to walk from your house to the car, okay, from your car to the theater. So get somebody to do something with you, and that'll get you out of the house. And you can also, if all else fails, catch some wonderful Z's. Because We want to sleep during this time. Are you laughing at me?
Like the bears hibernate.
You're right. Because we want to sleep during this time. But the most powerful thing you can say to yourself when you're feeling depressed and when you're feeling sad during this time of the year is, quote, say, I am healthy by the power that lives and breathes in me. And that should begin to bring us to our topic, because Kryon has a lot to say about that power that lives and breathes in us. A lot to say. So, should we go ahead and introduce them to Kryon?
Yes, please. So many people didn't know what that, well, I know I didn't know what it was, so I'm anxious to learn more and more about it.
Okay, we got the board lit up. Please let us know if you want to come in and ask a question or talk to us or add something to what we're saying, because we have to remember this is really not about Yahura and I. This is all about you. This is all about what goes on and what makes us tick on the inside. And as we say, this is Inside Matters Talk. So share with us what's going on with you on the inside.
And don't forget the disclaimer.
Oh, yeah. Always we have to do the disclaimer. And let me pull it over here because I always keep it right next to me. Not always open, but next to me. We want you to know that the information we share here will never be offered as medical advice and should not be considered medical advice or treatment, nor religious doctrine, and is not intended to replace a one-on-one relationship with a qualified healthcare professional. Always seek the advice of a physician or other qualified healthcare professional regarding any mental or physical health condition or treatment. Now, that being said, Kryon of Magnetic Service is a very, very, very interesting energy. Kryon is a spiritual energy that is channeled by Lee Carroll. And Lee Carroll has been channeling Kryon for the last 23, 24 years, somewhere in that vicinity. And Lee is recognized. I mean, he's not any off-the-wall channeler. Lee is recognized worldwide as the original channel for Kryon, and has been honored over the years by 7 United Nations invitations to channel Kryon at the UN building in New York City. The Kryon seminars are presented all over the Americas, Western Europe, Israel, and now Russia, Bulgaria, Poland, and the Baltic States. I had the blessing of going up to Berkeley Springs, Virginia, a few miles away from Leesburg, and I attended a Kryon channel. Now, it was interesting, but it wasn't as interesting as it could have been for me, because I can listen to Kryon on my computer anytime I want to. And because there were so many people packed in there, and I got there, wasn't smart enough to get there early to get a front seat. The heads of the people in front of me kept me from seeing him actually doing the channel. Now, that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to see him do the channel. So basically what Kryon has said and what we're going to discuss this evening, we're going to talk about the summary for 2014. Now, this summary for 2014 was done in 2014, but I think it's very interesting to know what's getting ready to occur or how things are evolving. And we're not talking about premonition. We're not talking about psychic seeing of the future. We're talking about a shift in energy. And this is what Kryon is talking about. He's talking about the evolution of wisdom. He's talking about a concept of us having been children emotionally, spiritually, and we're growing up. We're talking about moving from masculine energy into the feminine energy. We're talking about a paradigm shift. And one of the things I liked in the channel, Yahura, was how he said, it's time for us to stop being strange. Now, I like that because all of my life, Yahura, don't wait for me to stop talking for you to jump in over me because I know you are polite. Don't be polite.
Yes.
If you have something to say, you need to say
I will let you know, but you're doing fine. You're doing fine.
Okay. I remember when I was a little girl coming up, I mean, seriously, I used to know when things were going to happen. I used to know stuff. And as I grew up, I used to hide what I knew because I didn't want people to think I was weird, I was crazy, I was strange.
Mm-hmm.
And as I became an adult, I didn't make friends readily. I mean, I made friends, but I never let anybody get close to me because the things that I knew and the things that I was aware of and the things that I believed in, people would think I was strange.
So let me just jump in here. So you were consider yourself as an indigo child.
Oh, yeah.
Correct?
But I didn't know that at the time.
Okay.
I grew up as an indigo. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to have dreams. I used to see things. I remember a couple of times my mother said, well, you know, if she says it's going to happen, you better believe it's going to happen, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or I will say to her, you know, a couple of times, something, so-and-so is the case. I'm really... Something is not right. I feel it. We better go home. Something is wrong with my child. And sure enough, he had fallen off the spring, bust his lip, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So all of my life I've had these indigo traits. For those of you who aren't familiar with indigo is a term that, as a matter of fact, Lee Carroll and one of his partners coined the term indigo.
Mm-hmm.
And so later on in life, I realized, yes, you have your indigos. You have children who are diagnosed with ADHD nowadays. Those are your indigos. Those are your warriors living in a pharma society. They're waiting. And their time's coming because the paradigm is shifting.
It's shifting.
Not for them to create havoc on the face of this earth and create an actual physical war. It's a spiritual movement. It's an energy flow. It's a change. And when
sometimes,
we say the change is feminine, we
sometimes
mean
sometimes when people say, well, there's a child in the family, and they say, oh, well, that's an old soul.
Mm.
That is an example of an indigo child.
Absolutely. That's absolutely. That's your indigo child. And some of them, their spirits are broken because they're also called mouthy. They speak their mind. And adults can't handle this.
Mm.
Because these are your new souls coming through on the face of this earth. So what Kryon was saying through Lee Carroll is that we can stop being strange now. We can stop feeling strange. We can stop keeping people away from us because my family will tell you, I stay away from my family because I feel so different. I'm so different that, and I don't see things the way they see it, or I don't see things the way they, I don't see
perceive
things
it to be.
Hmm?
The way they think it should be.
Absolutely. Or
yeah.
I see things how they will be or can be, and they don't want to hear it from me. And so I have learned not to share it.
Ditto, ditto, ditto.
Hmm?
I said ditto, ditto, ditto.
Right.
Yeah.
You know, so after a while, you just get quiet, and you don't want to be the one to say, I told you so, or you don't want to say, I knew that was going to happen, but be it far from me to say anything because you tell me to mind my business, you know? So after a while, we just get quiet and we watch things unfold. And it's a sorry day when somebody says, well, if you felt this was going to happen, why didn't you tell me? Well, you know, I have told you in the past.
And they were not receptive to the message you had to deliver to them.
Absolutely. So
you don't waste energy.
No, you don't.
No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, but he's saying in this new paradigm, in this new energy, it's okay to be around people. And it's all right for them not to, it's all right. They don't have, and you don't even have to feel bad that they don't agree, you know, that they don't think like you.
Mm-hmm.
What is it that he said? You just say that I appreciate you and I love you for who you are, and that's all you have to be. And that's the way of being.
Yeah. He says, I love you enough not to get into the discussion that will cause discord. I want to stay together as a unit.
Absolutely.
As a positive unit, as a family unit.
Absolutely. So it's time for us old souls to stop trying to feel like we don't belong within the family unit because we are different, you know. One of the other things that I like about the channeling is that he said that we will be comfortable with them if we find that common ground to accept who we are. It's time for us to accept who we are and not be ashamed of who we are. And we have a lot of old souls out there. Y'all know who I'm talking to. All right? He said there's coming a time during this shift in paradigm of the new normal. I love this.
I'm excited.
He was talking about the new normal.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and things will be changing, but there will be people who want to keep things the same. You know, they just want to keep it this way, and so they're going to buck it. They're going to push against it. He said, but change is going to happen. He gave an example of you coming home from work one day, and the furniture in your apartment or your home has rearranged itself. Just rearranged itself. And you're like, well, what is going on? So you put it back the way you want it because you don't like the way it rearranged itself. You go to work the next day, you come home, the furniture's rearranged itself again. He said, now this will happen a couple of times, and there will be some people who will just say, I'm going to the store and buy me some new furniture because this furniture is not behaving. So when your furniture doesn't behave, the energy around you is not behaving, you're just going to make it do what you want it to do.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and then there will be others of us. We'll come home a couple of times after rearranging the furniture back and it going and rearranging itself. We'll come home and we'll look at the furniture and we'll say, you know what? This is kind of cute. Let me see where this furniture is going. Now, to some it'll be weird, but I'm telling you, you're an old soul, it won't be weird to you. You'll be like, okay, all right, I got this.
Mm-hmm. And it'll say, this is where I need to be. There are instances where, say, for instance, you get a plant and you don't know where to put it, and you put it in one place, and you say, no, that's not right, put it in another place. You'll feel exactly where that living energy wants to be.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I was reading this book called E Squared. I think I told you, and I made this divining rods, and I stood in the middle of the floor, and I asked the energy in my living space, what do you think I should do? Should I do this? If it's yes, go to the right. If it's no, go to the left. And it didn't do anything. It didn't move. So I said, okay, I guess y'all don't want to communicate with me today, and I let it go. And a couple of weeks later, I looked at a picture that I had snapped right after that, and there was in big, bold letters on my television screen. My TV was off, and on the black screen in big, bold letters was the word typed out, don't, D-O-N apostrophe T. Now, I'm going to tell you, to some people, well, at first it did, kind of freaked me out, but I found that to be the most fascinating energy experience I have ever had in my life. To have a question answered energetically. And it's like the furniture moving. You get to the point where you'll say, this is interesting. This is interesting. So, yeah, this is going to be the new normal. And so everybody get ready. You're getting ready to have some new normal experiences, and some of them just may, like, give you a surprise. Go for it. Go with it.
Go with the flow.
Say, wow.
Stay in the flow. Stay in the flow. And enjoy the experience.
Okay. One of the things that I wanted to share with you is how Kion talked about the darkness knows your weakness is fear, and that's what's going to happen as you move into this new paradigm, this new shift. You may be a little afraid, and if you are afraid, your light goes out. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And we need to know that our light is always shining as long as we have faith in our Creator and know that what is, is. And you don't have to be afraid of who you are. Now is not the time to be afraid. Because when your mind tells you you're afraid of different things, what happens is that speaks to your whole entire body. And Kryon in this channeling talked about the innate, the smart body, how the smart body is used to being balanced. We balance it off. And how we're still growing. And we need to stop worrying. It's as though when we were little and we were growing and reaching puberty and all kinds, we went through those challenges and those changes very normally. We just grew. Well, he's saying we haven't stopped growing. We're still growing. And everything that we think, our body is listening to it, because we have this innate body mind now that's being activated by our own will. And all we have to do is talk to it. Isn't it fascinating that we can talk to our bodies now and know that our body's listening? I remember when I was younger, I guess 14 years younger, because it was when I first started working at UPS. People used to ask me, how old are you? And I used to whisper it. And they would say, well, why are you whispering? And I said, because I don't want my body to hear how old we are, because then it might start acting like that.
Like that.
You know, because, and I firmly believe that my body hears everything that I think, everything that I do, and so I would whisper it. Like my body couldn't hear, but I would whisper it. My body doesn't know how old it is. And then as I did get older, now I have to challenge people at my job and tell them, do you know how old I am? I'm blah, 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 blah. And, you know, like, I'm not doing this and I'm not picking up that and I'm not doing it, blah, 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 blah. Now my body hears it all the time. And trust me, I'm beginning to feel older than I am. And we're going to have to change that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, get over that.
That's why your affirmations are so important. I am beautiful. I am loved. I am gorgeous. I am healthy. I am. I am. When you say those words, it starts happening.
Mm-hmm. other thing is that you understand what is wrong with your body, and when we understand, we are the ones that can instruct it. We can instruct it as to what it is we desire for it to do.
You are absolutely right.
The older we get, older persons have this fear. They do not want to change. They think change is negative. A lot of older people, and I'm talking, you know, people who, I'm talking the older we get, the more we think that change brings fear. But your innate wants to connect fully to you, and your body listens.
Your
Everybody
body listens to positive change. You have to have a positive change. If you don't change, you don't grow. Just think of all the changes that went through you, through your body, from the time you were thought of while you were in your mother's womb. You're twisting and turning and doing everything you can to push out into this world. That was a change. That was a metamorphosis.
Mm-hmm.
And then to develop into who you are. So you have to speak the right words, and every morning I say, okay, all of these billions of cells in my body, the red cells, the white cells, the oxygen, just do what you need to do. You multiply and triple like 3,000 times a day. I have nothing to do with that, but it happens, and I'm seeing the new cells appear in my body. Last week we had the NBC Health Fair in Washington, D.C.,
mm-hmm.
And I had a booth down there for the National Eczema Association, so people are coming up, the skin's all broke out. I have two spots now on my arm, and I told them, I'm looking at these spots and said, you're not getting any bigger. You're going to stay this size, and then you will disappear. And it's actually happening.
We can do that.
Yes, we can.
We can do that.
So I'm excited about this paradigm shift that's going on now.
You know, I'm excited about it, too. I really, really, really honestly and truly am. I was trying to find something because I read something the other day. It was really beautiful how, it's from someone named Naira Wahid, and she posted, and I said to my body softly, I want to be your friend. It took a long breath and replied, I have been waiting my whole life for this. So it's time for us to make friends with our bodies.
Mm-hmm.
It's time. Because in the Cryon channeling, we do not have to get old. And he was adamant about that. He said, you read in the Bible about people living to be 600? He said, what, do you think that's a typo? The first thing that popped in my mind, you mean it wasn't?
You know? And he got lost in the translation, huh?
Right. He said, you think that was a typo? You know, people live to be 600. And I was like, yeah, okay. But the way I was feeling today, when I creaked out of my bed, I was like, whoa, if this is what I am now, what's 600 years old going to be? So I got to do some hurry up talking to my body and say, you know what? Because he said, we're not... For the work that we are meant to do on the face of this earth, and especially in this paradigm shift, we are not supposed to get sick. We do not have to get sick. We must intend it, though, for it to work. He says, help will be there. That's the other thing I liked about that channeling, because basically what Cryon was also saying is that all the things that you have tried before in the past that didn't work, try them again. The paradigm is shifted.
Mm-hmm.
Try it again. Because you are not alone in this shift. Help is there. But you have to do it with the intent to succeed. That's the heaviness. That's the heavy part about this. I love Cryon's channeling. And if you have computers out there, you want to listen to Cryon, I mean, he has his channels. They're free. The audios are free, and he has them from when he started when he first started, they didn't have audio capability. So they are they're transcribed. So you can go and listen as far back as you want. And he's already started with the paradigm discussion into 2015. So he's already started 2015. And I'm looking
forward
to it. Spell
Cryon for those that are not familiar with it, so they don't know where to go.
Kryon. Cryon. Okay. So to reiterate, we didn't come here to be sick. Our innate is listening to everything that we think and do. So it's time for us to start talking to the cells in our body. Start talking to your lungs. Start talking to your stomach. Start talking to your aches and your pains. You know, say, I feel you there, but I got to move. So hurry up and do whatever it is you need to do, and then heal so I can get up out of this bed, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done on Mother Earth.
That's right. And I just want to share, a few years ago, I was a little bit heavier than I am now, and I just looked in the mirror and I said, you know what? I love this body, but some of y'all got to go. And that's when I started taking the water aerobics and shedded the pounds.
I like the way you said that.
Mm-hmm.
Some of y'all
mm-hmm.
got to
I said,
go.
Some of y'all, I said, Lord, I thank you for this body, but some of y'all got to go.
Right.
Y'all
like,
can't just stay on me like this.
Absolutely. And they left, huh?
They left.
Absolutely. And the use of the term I am is a phenomenal use of the term, because we go back to I am healthy. I am a master. You know, I am, what is that? That term I am that I am, that's coming from our creator, I am that I am.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are the I am in human form, in human presentation. So when we say I am, we are saying, what do you say, the most profound thing or title we can give ourselves. So when you say I am hungry, or I am fat, or I am negative, I am this
mm-hmm.
negative stuff, do you
I
know what
tired.
You're calling
I am
yourself?
I am sick and tired. That's what's going to happen.
You're going to stay sick and tired
mm-hmm.
until you realize that you're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And then you're going to change your I am tone, your I am voice. So now, basically over the next 3 years, that's when he was talking about the consciousness will begin to shift. He's saying that it'd be different for everyone, but it's going to shift. So you don't have to believe in the shift for the shift to occur. It's going to shift. And it's time for you to replace this old energy with some new energy and know that it's going to shift. What can I say? It's shifting.
Whether you want it to, what you should do is just welcome the shift.
Absolutely. Welcome the shift, because the shift is good. It's good for you. Even if it feels like it hurts a little bit, it's good for you. I mean, when we were going through puberty, it did. It hurt a little bit. you know. Say, what's wrong with her? Why she got little pimples on her face? Oh, she's going through puberty. You know, it hurt a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't like it too much, but we had to go through it. And that's what's happening with your paradigm. It's a
right.
good thing. It's a wonderful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And some people may feel, well, what about all this turmoil and all this strife over the face of this earth and what's going on, all the uglies? Well, you know, when you have a wound, let's say, anywhere on your body, when it begins to heal, well, I'm sorry I got to get nasty with y'all, but when it begins to heal, the wound starts healing from the bottom up and the pus begins to flow across the top. The
That's
ugly
right.
happens, but it's healing
from the inside.
It's pushing it out. You know. So that's a beautiful thing, but sometimes it has to be ugly before it gets pretty. So I don't know. I think anybody out there got any questions about Cryon and how Cryon thinks and Lee Carroll and Indigo Children
and the paradigm shift that's coming and to say positive affirmations?
Well, I have a little something to share. I saw this writing and it says, yeah, four signs. These are just only four signs that this isn't your first life on Earth. Now, this is for those of you who might believe in reincarnation. Some folks do. Reincarnation, what's that? Some people may not even know what that is. Reincarnation, let's see, it's a spiritual belief that souls leave the body at death of the physical body and re-enter at another time and place, you know. And some people believe that they have been here more
people.
Than, what do you say, the old souls, the
mm-hmm.
young people who are old souls. You say, oh, that child been here before, you know. People say that off the top of their head, but they don't know how true that might be. You know,
and sometimes it seemed like you've been in a place before. It's like a deja vu.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of reincarnation.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, I have a question. Somebody wants to talk to us, Uhura, before I go into the four. Let's see, who we got? Hello, caller, you're on the air.
Hello, I'm calling from North Carolina. I have a question for the host today. When you're going through with Cryon, when you're going through this walking through life, how is it that when you're walking through that you can look at other people or you can just sense with other people that they're not thinking or they're not understanding life as you understand it, or you know, like maybe common sense, or you know, what is that difference? Is it just your upbringing? Is it the environment? Is it that you are an old soul or you're an indigo, and you know all of that? I mean, that it becomes kind of like a question of who are you compared to the rest of the world. You know, I have a brother who stays away from a lot of people because he just feels that he wasn't supposed to be here, or he's on a higher plane. And sometimes, you know, in just dealing with people every day, you know, I get a sense of that. It's like, you know, they're not thinking, or it's like their connecting the dots of, you know, the general aspect of life or with people are just not connected. Is that an indigo or is that a Cryon? I'm a little confused.
Well, you want me to take this, Yulia?
Yes, please.
Well, I believe it's all. I think it's all of what you just said. Because Kryon is just one school of thought. And it's coming from Kryon, but other schools of thought, just because it's coming from them does not mean it's different. It does not mean that you're different because you're an indigo, and so that it doesn't mean that you're not affected by the energy that Kryon is talking about. He's just not calling it an indigo experience. It's you can get into Esther Hicks, and she can talk about the vortex, and it's still she's calling that energy a different name. So let's get back to what you're saying with people who are where they are and they stay away from. Perhaps your brother may be one of those old souls who doesn't realize that the paradigm has changed, and now all he has to do is come back into the fold and be a part of the family, and he will be realized that he can accept them for who they are. But because he's not listening to what a Kryon has said or an indigo book that he's read or something, he's evolving. We're all evolving, and we evolve at different paces and in different times. So as you're looking off at someone who's doing something that to you may be just common sense, I mean, like, this is common sense, they haven't evolved to that level yet. They may be operating on their primal level while you're operating on the intellectual level, or somebody else is looking at the same thing and they're looking at it from an emotional level. We spoke about that at one time before, that there's the intellectual way of looking at something, a spiritual way of looking at something, an emotional way of looking at something.
Yeah, and, I remember that episode. I remember that episode you had, that show.
And everybody is on their own vibration, operating where they are at the moment. And so it may be common sense to you, but it hasn't clicked for them, not yet. And those are that's when you get into the space as to, do I tell them what's right in front of my eyes? Should I let them know what I see and possibly offend them, or do you just let it go? But that's something, as we grow and mature spiritually, we have to decide if that's what we're going to do or not. You want to add anything you heard? Did I answer your question?
A little bit, yeah. I think
a little
Oprah
bit.
I want to hear what Aurora has to say also.
I think what your relative may be going through, again, the different vibrations or different frequencies. Okay, you think of a radio and you frequency with a different station. He's at a different station than you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
Where Duchess was speaking of how do you inform a person and risk offending them, or do you let it go? How does one determine that? You know, do they let a person or a friend go on without knowing, or do they go ahead and risk?
Well, if there's a subtle way you can let them know, but again, like Kryon said, I love you enough not to get into this discussion that will cause discord. So you want to avoid that, and they just may not be ready for it yet. And when they are, then you both can rejoice. And like, oh, you finally get it. It's like a light bulb going off.
Okay,
you finally get
it. Yeah. Okay. Great. Thank
you. You know what used to upset me, Uhura?
What?
Is when I've told somebody something.
Uh-huh.
And they finally get it.
Uh-huh.
And they got it thinking that they got it someplace else. And in my mind, I'm like, you know what? I told you that.
But you told
them.
But they don't remember that.
They don't. It's like I have learned to let it go because they weren't ready to hear it from me.
Uh-huh.
And that's the way life is. They're not ready to hear it from you.
And that's okay. You can be the invisible force that make things happen.
Right. Right.
That's okay. And we really appreciate you, North Carolina, calling in.
All right, thank you. I appreciate y'all every week. I mean, well,
okay.
You know, every time your episodes come on. All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank
Be safe.
You.
Anybody else?
Let me see. Oh, we have another caller on the air. Hold on.
I like what you're saying, Miss Indigo.
Good evening, Miss Caller. How are you?
Hello.
Who am I speaking
I'm good.
With? So, well, you don't have to tell me who I'm speaking with, but you can tell me where you're calling from.
I'm from Miami.
From Miami.
Oh. So I have a remark regarding what that fellow was requesting. And what I've learned over my 63 years of life, and I'm proud of it because I look 25.
All right. Right.
And it's not only the mind, it's also the body. And you have to remember that we are the guardians of this temple. And when
Absolutely.
We stay in tune to Mother Nature, she protects us all the time. So in regards to people who are evolving and growing and ascending or descending or whatever the case may be, whatever path they're on is perfect for their soul's growth. So if they ask us, you know, how come you're so happy? And then you can go in and give your whole conversation about your connection to Spirit and God and how much you love life and it's a gift to be here on the planet. And you love your joy of whatever that is that you came here to be committed to share and cooperate with the universe so that you're here as a vessel to serve other people. So if somebody in the family, like in my family, you know, they're all born again Christians, and they all think I'm off the wall, but I'm the one who made it. You know, and they think, oh, my God, she's a hippie, and how did she do this, and how did she travel the world, and how come she never worries about money? And I say, because that's my path.
That's right.
That's my path. So I think all he has to do is just keep loving his brother and giving the brother whatever he's asking for. And also the brother's probably very intuitive and so sensitive that what's going on around him is too painful to be part of.
Yes.
You know, so what
yes.
he'd rather do is go into his own inner being, his own inner voice within, listen to that and pay attention that way and be quiet and not offend anybody and not hurt anybody. I've seen friends go through the years, they rebuke you, they say, why are you pushing that down my throat? So it's really not our job or our
no.
responsibility to get involved unless we ask permission, right?
Right.
Right.
And once we ask permission and they say, you know, like today, can I say something? Yes. And then I offer something. I offer my experience, which turns out to work for me. And if you offer your experience and they take it and they run with it, then God bless them. You know,
mm-hmm.
then they move forward. And if they say, no, I want to do it my way. Okay, no problem. I'm not going to get involved. Well, you don't even have to say I'm not going to get involved. You just know that the brakes were put on you and then you go forward with your life. And it's not being selfish. It's being directed.
Right.
You know?
Very good.
So,
thank you so much.
So there's a lot of people who are shifting. You know, that word is like so used now. Let's just say advancing.
Mm-hmm.
And ready to change and let go of pain and suffering and sorrow. And once you say, no more, God. God says, yay, join my team. I have so much wonderful experiences here for you now. I had so many blessings for you. I'm so glad you're out of your own way.
Very well put.
Very well, absolutely. Yes, I love that. I enjoy you.
Thank you. I
yes,
enjoy
thank
you
too. Thank you so much, Miami, Florida.
Thanks. All right, I'll keep listening to you, girls.
Thanks for sharing.
Thanks
yeah, and thanks
too.
For giving it out, because a lot of people need to hear this. They sit in their room and they go, how come nobody understands me? Well, now you have people who do understand you because they've been on the path for a very long time.
Mm-hmm.
But they've been sheltered in their own life. You know, I'm an artist, so I do my work through my paintings. And I'm international. So on that note, you know, nobody knows me personally, but they know my work.
Right.
And that's what it's not about me. It's about being the channel. Just like what you're doing, you're channeling.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much.
Thank
those
you.
Words.
You're welcome, girls.
Stay in the
Keep
chain.
It up. Praise
Thank
the
you.
Lord. Praise yeah. the God. Praise your intuition. All the gifts, right?
Okay.
All right, I'll keep listening.
Okay,
thank
you.
That was beautiful.
It was.
And I like the way she said, stay in the channel. We're channeling.
Uh-huh.
You know, people think that channeling is all a Lee Carroll energy, essence, or happening, or Abraham Hicks happening, you know, sit down happening, stand up happening. But we channel every single day of our life. Our Creator comes through us, to us, through us, so that we can speak to other people. You know, and if it's good that's coming out of us, we know that it's coming from a good place.
A good source. The source.
Right. So, Yahura, have you been here before?
Probably.
I think I have.
I try not to think about that, and I try to think, okay, this time around, I hope I learn everything I'm supposed to, because I never want to come back here again. Remember my definition? Remember the definition, the Earth planet, as having been selected as a depository for the mentally unbalanced, the spiritually unbalanced entities of the galaxy, that this planet is known as the insane asylum of the galaxy.
Right.
I have a friend in Georgia, and she said if there is such thing as reincarnation, she wants to come back as the essence of the color blue. That's heavy.
Mm-hmm.
So,
well, for those of you who want to entertain the thoughts of Yahura, and feel that you're on a planet that is designed for insane energy, know that no spiritual being is insane, okay? And we're all spiritual beings having a human experience. So that human experience that the spiritual being is having may be the craziness. The humanness is the craziness. But remember, spirit is energy, and it's not going nuts.
No,
it knows
it's
exactly not where we should be going and what we should be doing, and it's that ego that's driving you crazy. If you're going crazy in the insane asylum, it's the ego's fault, not the spirit's fault. So if you've been here a number of times and you didn't get it yet, well, when you come a couple of times, you get a good feel on people, period. You know? You watch somebody and you know somebody and you just know, without anybody having to tell you what's going on with that other person sitting across the room. Okay, this is because you've seen this archetype of that person before in a past life. You just know what's going on. This is not a judgment call. You are not judgmental. It just means you are observational, and you become aware of things in your environment, and you become in tune with, like the lady from Miami said, you become in tune to the sounds of nature. You become in tune to the sounds of Mother Earth. You become in tune. You become aware of the energy that's vibrating all around you when you're in a room of other people. You just know, because you learn how to know. When you've been here before, you enjoy isolation. You enjoy being in the woods by yourself and listening to the sounds of Mother Nature. You just enjoy being with you and loving you and just not being around other people. This is not because you're a hermit,
right,
but because you don't need society in order to validate your sense of self. Your own worth comes from your relationship with yourself and your spirituality, not from peer approval or social acceptance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Well,
that's
with
when
that,
you know you've been here before.
Okay. Well, then I can answer your questions. I've been here before.
Okay.
With that definition, yes.
You've
Thank
been here
you
before?
So Yes,
you get feelings like you don't fit in. Now you see that's that gentleman talked about his brother.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't fit in because you really don't fit in. I have gone through that all my life. You stick out like a sore thumb wherever you go, whether it was school or work or family gatherings, your whole life, you have always felt a little out of place. And being human is still something you're getting used to and may never get used to. So, behaving properly in public seems forced to you, you know? So, you know you've been here. You don't fit in. I just been the not fit in person in my family, and it's okay. It's healthy for me.
Mm-hmm.
And the fourth one, you have an evolved soul. People come to you to seek advice, even though you may be younger than them by decades. So, there you go. I know I isolate. Not a good thing sometimes. I know I like being by myself. And then when I step outside of my space, I love being with people, but that doesn't mean I want to bring them all home with me. I don't think so.
You don't want that energy.
I go visit you out there and then I'm coming home. You know you're special when I invite you in, okay?
Uh-huh, that's true. That's true.
Oh, so you lived a few lives here, so you understand the importance of things like patience, self-honesty, and introspection. What takes some people years to learn, it may only take you 1 year to learn because your soul has already gone through these things before and is used to recognizing the signs. And it's a beautiful thing. Well, it's almost time for us to close.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for that definition.
Well, now you know who you are a little bit
yes,
more,
I do.
Huh?
Yes, I do.
Let me see. What should I do? Do I want an animal card? Do I want an angel card?
Angel.
You want an angel card? I don't find the angels. Where are the angels? Might have to settle for animals.
Animals fine. Okay. They the spirit guides too.
Yep, they did. Got the angels. Okay, everyone. Give me some vibration. Give me some energy, and let's see which angel you desire to have me give you a message from. Ready?
Ready.
Okay. I got the healing angel.
Good.
A situation that has caused you concern is on the mend. You are a natural healer, and your healing thoughts have manifested into form. Sometimes a situation cannot heal until you release the challenge completely. So that healing light can enter it. Your worries will soon be over because this card signifies that a healing has occurred. To realize this healing, however, you must first stop focusing on what is wrong and instead affirm. Everything is in divine and perfect order right now. You have natural healing abilities, and this card asks you to have faith that God works through you as an earth healing angel. Hold thoughts of love around any situation that seems to need healing. Visualize the situation as healed right now. Then give thanks to God for this healing and completely release everything to the angels. The powerful effects of your healing work touch many lives. I didn't know if I was going to make that. I had to breathe. So, when's our next show?
Our next show is...
First Sunday in March?
February.
Oh, I'm already in March. I'm looking for
February.
Spring.
February 1st.
Bad.
February 1st.
Okay, it's not March, huh?
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
I guess it's not right. No, it's February 1st. I'm just teasing.
Yeah, February 1st.
I'm looking forward to March.
Because the spring is coming.
Yeah. I get to house sit for some people in February, and every year I house sit for them, and they go to Hawaii. You know, one of these days, I'm going to Hawaii. You know, I'm going to Hawaii one of these days. But on
you
that,
will love it. Aloha.
Okay, everyone. This is
okay,
Duchess
good night.
Signing
namaste.
Out. Aloha.
Namaste.
Okay. Take care. Talk to you soon, Yahura. Thanks a lot. We've had a good time on the air today.
Yes,
thank you,
did.
Everyone, for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And thank you for those who had something to share. Please come and listen again and share some inside that is. The people.